After years of discussion, Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says the time is now to make a decision on whether or not Salt Lake City will be home to a convention hotel anytime soon.
This is something that we've talked about for many years, and I think it's time for us to either go forward or say, no, we're not interested at this time. But I certainly, as the mayor, realize that a convention hotel is something good for our community.
That's why the mayor is hoping the council will vote to approve an agreement with Salt Lake City that would hire a consultant to walk the county through the process of creating such a hotel, which in the end would include 100,000 square feet of convention space and a parking garage, both funded by the city and county. But Republican Councilman David Wild says the plan will hurt other hotels in the downtown area and provides too much of a risk to taxpayers.
I don't feel good about the idea of, you know, going out on some bond that if things didn't work out, our taxpayers could be on the hook to pay off that bond. We don't feel good about, you know, the proposal as it's currently structured.
Democratic Councilman Jim Bradley says he is also wary of the project and is confident he will not be voting in favor of hiring a consultant until more research is done on whether or not a convention hotel is really needed in the capital city.
I don't think enough analysis has been provided. We're talking about future revenues that would be coming to the county for services for the citizens of Salt Lake County. They would be diverted in part to facilitate the building of this hotel. So I want to be sure that it's prudent, that it'll come back as an asset and as a benefit to the taxpayers, and that, in fact, a large hotel would serve the purpose that people are saying that it would.
The vote is expected to take place during this afternoon's council meeting at the county government building. If the vote to hire a consultant does not pass, proponents of the hotel say they will just go back to the drawing board. Salt Lake City is home to the semi-annual outdoor retailer convention, which is said it would greatly benefit from a convention center hotel because the city currently doesn't have enough space for the tens of thousands who attend to stay downtown. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.